So let's begin by lying on our backs. And just have your legs be comfortable, a comfortable distance width apart. Your arms long, comfortably by your side, wherever that's good for you. And so we typically begin awareness through movement lessons by sensing how it is that we're making contact with the floor, how it is that we're giving the weight of our bodies to the floor. And some parts will be very clearly pressing into the floor, and other parts will be elevated from the floor. And sometimes there'll be right and left differences, like the right shoulder could be pressing more into the floor and then the left shoulder, or vice versa. And we typically sense for these kinds of things. So we don't try and change them. We don't try and adjust them. We don't say, oh, the right shoulder is a little bit up or something, so let me push it back. So no, we're just trying to see and get a sense for where we are at right now. And allow for the possibility that things can change through the course of the lesson and through the course of life. So, but in particular, scan how your pelvis is making contact with the floor. Can you sense any differences between the left and the right side? Perhaps one side is pressing more into the floor than the other. And then can you sense how your spine grows out of your pelvis, comes out of the sacrum? And can you visualize for yourself the line of the spine as it comes from your pelvis all the way up to your head? And can you, in your mind's eye, represent that, see that? And where is it clear? And where is it not clear? And this is one of the things that we'll be paying particular attention to throughout this lesson. You, of course, are welcome to pay attention to anything else that you like as well, like how the heels of your two feet are making contact, how your hands are lying. The direction your face is pointing, or how the back of the head is making contact with the floor. There's a variety of possibilities, and once you begin to do more awareness through movement classes or these kinds of things, you start picking up more and more and integrating more and more. Gently roll your head from left to right. Very gently. And as you do this, get a sense for not just what the limits are of rolling left and right, but also how smooth is it to go to the left and to the right? Is there a part near the middle where it's very, very smooth to roll? And then it gets a little less smooth, like it could use an oil change or something. And is there a difference between the left and the right? and leave that. And now let's come up to sitting. So, and let's sit with our legs quasi-long, but the legs turned out so the outside of the feet are on the sides and the heels are separated. And they can be separated whatever amount you like, but there's a soft bend in the knees. If you're extremely flexible, it could be hardly any bend in the knees. If you're not flexible at all, you could bend your knees quite a bit. But your legs are turned out and your feet are on their sides. So the heels would be facing each other, but you can separate them as much as you like. Okay, so in this position now, put your hands on your knees or on your lower legs, somewhere where it's comfortable. And now begin in this position to just lower your head and bend forward a little bit and come back up. Just lower your head. And you can also round your back, yes. So when you lower your head, one of the aspects of lowering your head is to round your back. So in Feldenkrais, in awareness to movement lessons, we try and... The idea is you want to do the movements with your whole body, and this will be a focus of this lesson. So as you lower your head, feel that your entire back is rounding, and see if you can feel that there's a shift in the weight of the pelvis. So the location where the pelvis is bearing the weight onto the floor, that it rolls a little bit. Now, which direction does it roll? So there's two things that one could do, and let's explore these. So let's just pause for a second. So with your hands on your legs, let your hands slide forward as if they wanted to touch the feet. And feel what happens to the weight of the legs. I mean, the weight on the pelvis. And come back. And do it a couple more times. And so in this case, what you're doing is you're moving inside the hip joints. And as you move inside the hip joints, your pelvis is going to roll forward. You feel that? Now you're also going to, you know, bend forward in your back, but the movement is predominantly coming from the hip joints. Once you can no longer, try doing it and keeping your back straight. So bend forward to reach with your hands towards your feet, but you keep your back straight. And you feel how the movement comes in your hip joints. So now leave your hands on your knees or on your lower legs somewhere, and now just lower your head and round your back. And you feel how the pelvis does the opposite. The pelvis rolls backwards a little bit. The back of the pelvis wants to come more towards the floor. Round your head, round your back, lower your head to round your back to lower your head and bring it back. Couple more times, just so you get that feeling. You feel what happens in the low back. The low back begins to bend, and the low back goes backwards behind you a little bit. And then pause. Well, pause sitting up straight and just sort of take a break, because sometimes doing the same movement ad nauseum gets a little boring. It's hard to maintain attention. Okay. So now let's bend forward again to a nice comfortable position. So the back is rounded, the head is lowered down, nice and comfortably. And now take your head gently to the left and to the right. Yeah. So don't turn your head. Take your head to the left and to the right. So as if your head were to go over sort of in the direction of one knee in the direction of the other knee. So what happens is that you're actually shifting weight in your pelvis. One side of your back is lengthening and the weight is shifting in your pelvis from one side to the other. And with as much as possible, do this with your entire back. So you could just do this by side bending in the neck, but all right, and pause and sit up again. All right, so now we went down and up, down and up, and we also went side to side, side to side. And what happens in Feldenkrais in awareness through movement lessons, it's almost canonical, you can expect it to happen, is that if you do forward and back and then side to side, you're going to also make circles. So, get into the position, lean forward and let your head hang, nice comfortable position so your back is rounded. And now, go take your head over to your right knee and then bring it up and then bring it around over your left knee and then down into the middle. So that the top of your head is kind of drawing a sort of circle. And that circle can be as big or as small as you want. And it could even be an oval. It doesn't technically have to be a circle. And as you do this, see that really the size of it doesn't matter. But try, see if you can do this with your entire back. So that as you make the circle with your head, there's a circle happening with your pelvis. The weight, how the weight of your pelvis is being carried through the floor, there's a circle there. And change the directions if you haven't already. And then leave it and lie on your back. And now, lying on your back, sense for yourself, how is the contact that you're making with the floor different, particularly in the pelvis and low back region? Is there any changes there? And if you try and sense the line of your spine or the length of your spine, is it a little bit clearer now than it was before? And try very gently rolling your head from left to right. Is there any changes there? Leave it. And come back up to sit again. And let's sit in that same position. The legs semi-long with the knees bent somewhat and the feet resting on the side, so the knees are turned out to the side a little bit in a nice comfortable position. And now put your hands on your knees or on your lower legs and now just reach forward with your hands and see, hey, is it any easier to reach forward now than it was before? So whatever we did, this making the circling with the back, did that affect how you were able to reach forward inside the hip joints? Pause and just sit up straight. And now place both hands behind you with the fingers pointing forward. And in this position now, bend just your right elbow and turn your head to the right, but keeping your eyes on the horizon. and come back. And play with the location of your hands behind you. So they could be like right next to your butt, or they could be really, really far behind you. But so it can be in a way that's comfortable. And you turn, you just keep your eyes on the horizon, bending that elbow. And as you do this now, pay attention to what's happening with your pelvis. How is the contact of the pelvis changing as you bend that right elbow and turn your head to the right to keep your eye and keeping your eyes on the horizon? And then pay attention also to the lower part of the spine and what that's doing, how that spine is rounding in the low back. And pause and just rest with your hands on your knees. And now in this position, just try reaching forward again to touch the feet or touch beyond the feet if you can. And see, is there any difference between one side and the other? Do you reach a little bit more with the right side than you do with the left? And then come back to the having the hands behind you. And play around a little bit with where you are, where your hands are. So if your hands are really far away from you, bring them a little bit closer. And if they're really close, maybe try bringing them a little bit further back. And now, use in this position, bend your left elbow to bring more weight onto your left side and turn your head to look to the left. And you keep your eyes sort of roughly on the horizon. It's not like the law or anything. And you turn your head to the left. And then you sense what happens. Well, first of all, is it easier or more difficult on this side to do this? Now, typically, this is not the same for on one side or on the other. One usually have a favorite side, this kind of movement. Then sense also what's happening with your pelvis and how your pelvis is moving and how your spine is going back towards the floor and opening out on the left side. And don't make it happen, but just watch it, see it in your own kinesthetic sense. And pause and rest and bring your hands back to your knees. And then once again, try and reach with your hands forward and see if it's any easier now. And if the left side learned a little something. And line your backs and rest. And sense now the contact that you're making with the floor. Does your pelvis and low back and or your entire back feel a little bit more spread out on the floor? Is more of it making contact? Do you notice the effects? The changes anywhere else? Are how your feet lying any different than they were before? Is the distance that the legs are separated any different than before? The shoulders maybe even different. And come back up to sitting. In the same position with the legs a little bit long, but the knees out to the side with a soft bend in them. Whatever's comfortable for you. And now in this position with your right hand, take a hold of the right ankle. And have the left hand behind you. So the right hand grabs the right ankle. Yeah, there we go. And now lift your, with the right hand, lift your, and you can bend your knees a little bit too, so it doesn't have to be a challenge. But now, with your right hand, lift your right leg up into the air and lower it back down. And lower it back down. So, you might have the image in your head of a baby. Babies, not that I've been around that many babies, but I believe babies make these kinds of movements. Huh? Yeah. So now, as you do this, though, pay attention to what's happening, how your pelvis is shifting as you lift this leg. Pay attention to the spine and the, you know, particularly the spine of the low back, lumbar spine, and how it shifts and adjusts. And then, at some point, lift it up and hold it there. And now, in this position, take your foot, with your hand, take your foot to the left and to the right. Gently. To the left and to the right. And in this position now, sense what you are doing to compensate for this left-right movement of the foot. And compensate is not really the right word. It's to adjust. So the weight of the leg is shifting to the left and to the right. And so the pelvis has to compensate, has to adjust. So the weight of the pelvis is going to shift to the left and to the right. Now don't make it happen, but see if you can sense that it's happening. Just pay attention to it. And pause. And let your leg down. Let your leg go long. And now we're doing this lesson very classically. So why don't we try and reach for the feet or beyond again and see, hey, is there any difference now? Did that variation do inform you in any way so that you could actually reach a little bit further? And you don't have to stay because this isn't yoga or whatever. So. Okay, and now let's take the left leg with the left hand. The right hand can be behind you somewhere. Just, it's for support. And now lift your left leg and lower it. And lift your leg with the intention that you're going to lift it in a way to make the leg as light as possible. And what that means is that in order to lift the leg as light as possible, you have to roll your weight backwards. Right? If you wanted to lift the leg and make it as heavy as possible, you would keep your weight forward as you tried to lift the leg. And then that would be a lot of work. But that's not what we're trying to do. So again, sense how the weight shifts on your pelvis and how your lower back responds. How your upper back responds. How there's movement in all of your upper body. Even the quiet leg is responding and moving. And now lift it and hold it up. And now take it to the left and to the right. And again, it doesn't matter so much how much you're taking it to the left and to the right, but that you can sense, that you have the sensitivity, that you can sense the weight is shifting on the pelvis, and that your spine, your torso, your head, everything is responding in order to balance. And leave it, let your legs go long, or let your leg go down. Your feet are sort of towards the outside again in this position. And one more time, let's try and reach. And just reach, and just, you don't have to hang out there. You just reach and you just see, hey, is it more comfortable? And let's lie on our backs. And now as you're lying here, again, sense how you're making contact with the floor and sense how that has changed throughout the course of the lesson so far. Kinesthetically, try again to see the line of your spine. And sense, how is that, you know, how clear is that line of your spine now? Is it starting to light up in your kinesthetic sense? In your mind's eye? And at the beginning of the lesson, I asked what parts of it were clear for you and what parts of it weren't. And has that changed? Is it changing? All right, let's come back up to sitting. Let's get into that same position. Knees are softly bent to the outside. Feet are separated about a foot or 6 inches, whatever. Feet are on the outside. And now put your two hands behind you again with the fingers facing forward so that you can bend the elbows nicely. And so now let's bend the right elbow, turn your head to look to the right, and then come back and then bend your left elbow and look to the left. And just keep going back and forth like that. And feel now first, you know, how is it to the left and to the right? Is it any different now that we did the other variation? How does your spine, how does your chest, how does your ribcage respond to this movement? And pause in the center. And now we're going to do the same thing, but as you bend your right elbow to turn your torso to the right, you're actually going to turn your head to the left, which means that one way to do it is to keep your head pointed straight forward so that as you go to the right, you're like this, and when you go to the left, so it's just the opposite. It's a differentiation of the head from the action of the torso. And it's a very challenging thing to do. One thing that helps is sometimes to try closing your eyes to do it. So if you think, hey, I want to keep my face oriented to the front of the room, pause. And now we're going to do a similar movement, but now you're going to take your head with your shoulder, but your eyes are going to continue looking at the front of the room. So as you bend your right elbow, your head will go towards the right, but your eyes are going to look towards the left, or going to stay in the front of the room. And then as you come back, your eyes are always focused on the left. So your eyes and your head will be moving in opposite direction. And for some of you, this may be easier. For some of you, it may be harder. So ask yourself, are there certain areas that I'm speeding up and I'm going a little bit faster? Because those are areas that may not be so clear for you in the movement. So it's always an option to just stop. Wherever you're at in the movement, to just stop and pause. Be like, what am I doing here? And then it's always an option again to go really slow. And believe it or not, the magic happens when you go really slow. All right, stop. Come sit up. Rest your hands on your knees. Second. And now, let's try again. Let's reach our hands forward and just see, hey, what are doing all this crazy stuff with the head and the eyes? Did that have any effect on the tonus of the back muscles? And for some reason, it does. Lay on your backs again. So I've been sort of talking a lot about during the rest about sensing the pelvis and the low back and the spine stuff. But is there any part where you feel things are really, that there's a difference in how you're lying that I haven't really highlighted or mentioned? And it's not a question to answer like out loud or something like that. It's just to find that place or places and just notice. The reason why I ask or why I say that is both to get you to focus your attention, but also because I can see it. So I already know. Come up to sitting again in the same position. And now, with both hands, let's grab the right ankle, lift the right ankle into the air, right leg into the air, and now make circles with the foot. Whatever direction you want, make a nice circle with the foot. Now, if it was a big, mean old Feldenkrais teacher, I would tell you that you're not making circles with the foot, that you're making some sort of really, not circling your ankles, making circles with the foot, yeah. But that, or if Feldenkrais himself were here, he'd be like, what? Don't you know what a circle is? That's not a circle, like, you're drawing some squiggly thing. But really, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you pay attention to the movements that your foot are doing in space and how that resonates into your pelvis and into your low back and all the way to your head. So you may, if you do this slowly and quietly with a lot of attention, you're going to notice that your nose is making a circle just like your foot is making a circle. And pause and let your leg go down. And I suppose we should do the circle in the other direction too. So let's grab that foot again. The right foot again. Lift it up. And so whatever circle you're making a direction in, make a circle now in the opposite direction. And again, doesn't matter if it's a circle, but pay attention to what you are doing with the foot. Pay attention to where the foot clearly goes and where the foot doesn't clearly go. There's going to be some areas where the foot's just going to be unfamiliar. And that is not the fault of the foot, but it may have something more to do with how you use the pelvis and your back. And let your leg down. And again, let's try and reach forward. See if you reach the feet, reach past the feet. Wherever it goes, and the ease of which you're going forward. And come back up and just see, rest for a second. You can sense how the weight is going through you into your pelvis and onto the floor. Now, grab a hold of your left ankle with your two hands. Lift your leg into the air. And with this leg now, make circles with your foot. And make the circles. So you pay attention to what happens with the foot. But you make the circles so that really you're kind of making a circle with every part of your body. If there were a pen coming out of the back of your neck and there was a piece of paper on the wall behind you, you'd be making a circle. If there were a pen coming out any part of your spine, you'd be making a circle, drawing a circle. You feel a circle rolling on your pelvis. You change the direction of the circle. Change the direction of the circling. And now, just to be mean, try and really make it like a circle now. So you've been moving the foot around and stuff, but really try and make it a circle. So what would happen if you just made it the size of a quarter, the circle? Could you do that? So the size of a quarter. So you're just really just circling, making a very tiny circle. You'd be inscribing that the diameter of your circle would be the diameter of a quarter. And as you're doing that, can you feel that there's a circle on the back of your pelvis that's the size of a quarter? All right. Leave that. Lower your leg. And if you feel like it, just reach forward and see. See now. Just reach forward and then lie on your back. Try rolling your head gently from left to right. And see how different that is now. Just need to do it once or twice in each direction, and that's enough. and come back up to sit. In the same position with the legs. And now, with your left hand, grab your right foot. It can be anywhere that's comfortable. It could be the ankle, or it could be the foot, but leave the foot on the floor. Foot stays on the floor. So you just grab the right foot. It could be also be the ankle. And with your right elbow, put your right elbow behind your head so that you're touching the back of your neck. And if you can, you can even reach it around so that you grab the left side of your neck. But it's not necessary. It's just if you touch the back of your right hand is touching the back of your neck, that's just fine. And then slowly bend forward a little bit. And then see if you can turn to bring your right elbow more up towards the ceiling. So you turn your whole torso to bring your right elbow up to the ceiling. It helps if your arm is sort of like, your arm and your head are together. So your head turns to bring, it's really your head turning to bring your elbow up towards the ceiling, pointed towards the ceiling. Alright, now let's come back into a neutral position. Just leave your hand there. It's better if, not, it's not like separating the elbow and the head. It's the head and the elbow are kind of fixed. You're not actually fixing them, but by placing your hand on the back of the spine, in the back of the neck, then your head and your elbow are fixed. So if you want to turn your head, your elbow also turns. Alright, so now, in this position, with the left hand, reach for the right ankle or right foot, and then turn your face to the right. You're not going to look up towards the ceiling, but it's as if you want to look towards the ceiling, and then stay in that position, your head turned towards the right, and now make circles with the elbow. Circle the elbow. And this is a little bit tricky. And as you do this, now feel how the weight shifts. And if it's really comfortable and easy, try coming a little bit further down, reach forward a little bit more, and do the circles here. So, but the circle is done, it's done with your elbow, that's where you're thinking about it, but it's done with your whole back, so that your pelvis is shifting, is making a circle as well. So do it in a position wherever you're comfortable, but if you can come down lower and make the circle, then do that. But only in a place where it's comfortable. So the idea is that if you're stretching, then it's a little bit, you're going a little bit more than necessary. Now if you come into a little bit of a stretch every now and then, it's fine. But it's more like you're trying to wake up and gain awareness in parts of your spine, low back, and side body that you may not have had. And if you haven't already, switch the direction. And all the time you're paying attention to how the circle of the elbow creates a circle in the pelvis. And pause and line your back. So this is the first time that you've rested on your back in between asymmetrical movements. We've done asymmetrical movements, but we've done one side and then the other, and then you've rested. So now you're resting for the first time with having only done a variation on one side. And so notice if you can feel in the contact that you're making with the floor the effect of just doing this variation on one side. Is there something on the right side of your spine that's more lit up than on the left? Roll your head gently from left to right. And leave it. And come back up to sitting. And now let's try it on the other side. So, with your left hand, put your left hand behind your head so that it's holding onto the neck. So that your head and your elbow, your left elbow, are kind of a package at this point. And then reach for your left, with your right hand, reach for your left ankle or your left foot, wherever it's comfortable. And this is something that's important. It's like, it's not a contest. It's not like how cool or how flexible you are, or you know, that you should be ashamed that you can't reach that far or anything like that. The point is really to let go of these things and work on developing awareness. So wherever is comfortable for you, begin to circle the elbow. And as the elbow is set up, so the elbow and the head, but turn your head a little bit so it's looking up. You're looking up towards the left a little bit. And circle that elbow. So you're making a nice circle on the pelvis. And if you haven't switched directions, switch directions. So like in your spine, there's a whole, your spine, the line of your spine is making a whole circle. Every part of it is making a circle. And see if you can sense for yourself if there's any parts that are cut off or that aren't really participating. And pause and let it go. And now, let's try reaching forward again. And see if it's any easier, if it's become more available to you. Lie on the back. And sense, now that we've done both sides, how it's changing the contact with the floor. Roll your head gently from left to right. Just once or twice, just to investigate. And let's come up to sitting again. And now, try something fun. with the left hand, grab a hold of the right foot, the foot, or the ankle, but, you know, wherever you can. And with your right hand, let your right hand go long out behind you. Lift your right foot up into the air, and your right arm is long behind you, in a line long behind you. And now, reach behind you and look towards your right hand, and then reach forward and lengthen your right leg out in front of you. And so you look backwards as you're reaching backwards, and then you look forward as you're reaching forward. So you're doing a teeter-totter on your pelvis. So, whichever direction, you look back at your hand, and then you look forward towards your foot. Back towards your hand, and forward towards your foot. And your leg doesn't have to be straight. It's just whatever is comfortable for you. So back towards your hand, and forward towards your foot. Forward towards your foot, and back towards your hand. And then feel like, hey, the pelvis is rolling. Wow. Spine is responding, so I'm kind of upright here. It's interesting. See if you can keep your arm on the horizon, so parallel to the floor. So your arm doesn't sink down, your hand doesn't sink towards the floor as you go. And pause and let your legs go, let it go. And try reaching forward again. See if that does anything. And now, with your right hand, grab your left foot or ankle. With your left hand, have it long behind you. And lift the left leg. And now reach forward with your foot and back with your left hand. And with your eyes, look at whichever hand, look at the hand and the foot as you're reaching. And feel how your pelvis is rolling on the floor. Do you feel like you have balance in this position? And what can you do to give yourself not just balance, but poise as you're doing this movement? Could you stop at any point during this movement and just hang out with poise? You're not allowed to lift the other leg off the floor either. That is what we're after in these awareness through movement classes. It's not how big you do the movement, it's not this. It's that as you go through this, the whole thing is done with poise, balance, equanimity. There's no sense of struggle. Now, of course, you're going to have to struggle in the beginning as to the thing, but that you find a way to do it without struggling. And let your legs go down. And if you feel like it, try reaching for your feet one more time and just sense. It's not just how far you can reach with your hands, right? It's like, how smooth is it? How much does your back lengthen through this process? And can you sense a difference in the lengthening of the back? And lie on your back. And sense now the contact you're making with the floor. What parts of your back are pressing into the floor? How has that evolved since when we started? How are your legs? Are they separated out any wider? Are they any narrower than they were when you started? Is the turnout of the legs any different? Or another way of saying it is, the location on the heels where your feet are making contact any different than when you started? Are your arms lying any differently? Sense in your mind's eye, sense the line of your spine, the chain of your spine. And is it clearer now? Can you sense the entire thing from your pelvis all the way up to your skull? And come up to sitting and come up to standing. And sometimes it's nice to stand on the hardwood floor, not on the mat. Just sense and standing. You can close your eyes, but look your head to the horizon. And sense now, how is it that your pelvis, how are your feet making contact with the floor? Is there anything new there? And can you get a sense of how the weight of your pelvis, your torso, is carried through the legs? And then open your eyes and walk around the room a little bit. And see how it feels . What sort of awareness do you have of how your pelvis and your spine, how they operate as you're walking? How they contribute and facilitate the walking?